believe you have been visited by the Lord through the administration of the Spirit.
You can access other edifying resources via our website.
www.thecitygatechurch.org.
God to bless you.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for mercy. Thank you for the joy that's in this house. Because sound of joy and victory is sound in the tent of the righteous. We give you praise, our Father. Thank you for breath. Thank you for spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You will come and sit upon me. I'm your ground to sit upon. Place your throne. Set your throne. Son of God, the minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle, come and minister. Minister the things of your Father. Minister the things that are excellent. Minister the things that are more excellent. Minister the things of the world to come. Show great mercy to us tonight. Beat our heart and our mind together. Grant unto us great grace. Let us find help in your spirit, in your presence. In the name of Jesus. Grant us heaven, Lord. And show us great grace in the spirit. In Jesus' name we are praying. Tonight's ministration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, angel is here. Thank you, sir. Let's have it, please. Thank you, Lord.
Provedessi fobodonti si vrobondo si si montisi manamessi. My messy. Oh, is a messy. Mercy, mercy, for even I've brought mercy this evening. I brought mercy again. Even I've brought mercy for you to even bring it closer. I brought mercy, even mercy, mercy concerning things of the Father. Even mercy, the mercy of the Father is available. The mercy of the Father has come, even to open the book
that you would see, even see things written within, even see things written within, even to see the light of the within, even to see the light that is within the book, that you would be able to bring it closer, that even the people will shout Maranatha, even the people will scream Maranatha, even they will begin to yearn Maranatha, because of even the light to bring it close, even the light to make it plain, even the light for you to see true and true, for absent even help. I've sent help. Even help of the Father. Even the help of the Father. Even the help of the Father is here. Even here to help you. Even to give you tongues of the heavenly. That you might speak things concerning even the Father who has given permission that things concerning the seed to be spoken, for even that permission is being administered by the Son. Even for to help you, for they would even strengthen your right arm. They will strengthen your right arm because he's an angel of the right hand who is come who is come to give you things of that right arm, even to give you things of the right hand, even to give you things of the right hand, that you will speak pertaining it. You will speak pertaining it. You will speak of it. You will speak of it, and it will be made clear to them. It will be made clear to them. For I want to dissolve all kinds of doubts. I want to dissolve even mysteries. I want to dissolve all kinds of doubts. Even those who still yet are confused, I want to bring clarity, even clarity around it. I want to bring clarity. I want to bring clarity. I want to bring clarity. That the least hearing, we'll leave with a yearning, crying, come, Lord, come, because I want to come. I want to come, for I am here, but I want to come to the individual. I want to come to each and everyone. I want to come, for I am here, said the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Son of Kakakasha, brother. Thank you, Jesus. And we have it again.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For I'll give you a mountain of wisdom. I'll give you a mountain of wisdom that cannot be gainsaid. Even I will give you a mountain of wisdom that cannot be resisted. Even I will put authority, even authority to say it, even to speak it, even to say it, even to speak, even things tied, even things hidden, even things that have been tied, even things that have been seed, even things that have been seed, even things that have been covered. I will open it up. For I will even lose in your tongue. I will lose in your tongue. Because it is the time for even those things that are allocated, it is the time for that allocation to be spoken forth, even to be spoken forth. For there is this allocation that heaven is brought, that heaven brings. Heaven has brought it. Heaven bring allocation, even your allocation, you've been granted, you've been given. Pa fremena si fropopo pregati porocopa paracatasia, empreketu pecu preca papanate sifuno bras de venahai, erukeke oke brigadena keki, embracata keki, embrocote. Is a tongue of your father. Is an heritage of your father. Even my son Coyote is an heritage of your father. Even that tongue, you will speak from that even tongue. You will speak from that that allocation of tongue of the Father, even tongue of the Father, tongue given to you, tongue of the Father given to you, even tongue given to you, that you will speak with authority, and yet you will speak even from that allocation, even from that allocation, for you've been granted help to speak from that allocation. You've been granted help to speak from that allocation of the Father, even that allocation of the Father that is given to your Father, Coyote, that you will speak from that allocation, see the Lord.
Thank you, my Father. Honor to your name, Son of God. Align with the angel over this conference this year. I command that your servant, Pastor Dimeji and Fisayo Ilubadebo, and all the leadership and the pastor, the angel of this work, and that you bless a body, that you help me to find my place and able to minister with the angel that you have assigned for this conference. You help me to obey Jesus. Give me breath. Jesus, let me obey you. Jesus, let me obey your Father. Holy Ghost, help me to obey the Son of God. Holy Ghost, help me to obey the Father. Thank you. Thank for the weakness of your spirit. In Jesus' name, we are praying. When I saw this team, the first thing that came so strong in my spirit is that this is not just a team. I felt that it's is to tell us the season and the time that we are coming into. That this is not just a team of a conference. It's to clearly bring into the body, not just this local assembly, but bring into the body a strong awareness of the next trust where we should all be bestowing labor on. Every labor should be on this one thing. If we want to be safe in the next 7, 10, 15 years. I mean, actually, to be safe, not just being safe from without ought, without, but much more ought within. So we must know that this is not a team. I feel that it's more prophetic trust that where everybody is supposed to be galvanized into. Every heart needs to be directed towards one thing. Every heart supposed to be, we're supposed to be bestowing labor so that we can receive the seal of the Father. Because, and the fearful thing about this is that we need this set of people with the seal of the Father to be able to become witness. Because there are God, intention of God is to raise witnesses. There are witnesses that in the program of God, there are witnesses. That's why he said in Acts of Apostles 1, and you shall be my witness. You shall receive power after. Oftentimes, we don't know that thing. After the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost is come upon you, you shall receive power. And ye shall be witnesses. Oftentimes, what we thought that witnesses is to do evangelism. So there are witnesses. And witnesses is not only going to be once. There are those that witness the Holy Ghost. They are witness Holy Ghost. And how you witness Holy Ghost, the people that witness Holy Ghost, you need to look at Stephen. Because really, witness of Holy Ghost, it's not every believer as witness of Holy Ghost. Before you can bear witness, you must have seal upon you. That's when you come witness. You'll be a witness of Holy Ghost. Stephen, Philip, Barnabas. Those, they are full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. So, you see, they became witness. How do I say they became witness? I means the brethren. Say, look among you. So these men were And one thing that made them to attain, it became, everybody knew that this one are witness of the Holy Ghost. And to be a witness of the Holy Ghost means that they have the seal of the Holy Ghost. That you are filled, although we have taught it before, we thought that by being filled with you, Holy Ghost, that you have the seal of Holy Ghost. Until the Ephesians chapter 13, 14, no. You cannot have the seal of the Holy Ghost until you had done the apostle doctrine. Not just the, when I say apostle doctrine, the doctrine is what carry the lines. When I say apostle doctrine, you have done the lines. And if you want to see apostle doctrines, you saw what we mean. They continue daily from house to house, eating their meat with singleness. Those are the lines. No one say he had anything of his own. Those are the doctrine. Those are the doctrine. Those are the doctrine. And those are the doctrine. But they say they are full of faith and wisdom. So the wisdom is interpretation of the life. The wisdom is interpretation of the life. Amen. That's the interpretation of the life. So no one say he had anything of his own. They continue singleness of hearts. Amen. So all those things that they describe in Act 2, Act 3, Act 4, they are in one accord. Those are all the lines of apostle doctrine. Those are the lines, because it's the doctrine according to Isaiah 28. Who shall he teach doctrine? Who shall he teach knowledge? And who shall he make to understand doctrine? They then that are drawn from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. And in line upon line, there is here a little and there's there. That means from a point, a beginning point to an end point. Every beginning must have an end. Every line must have here and must have there. When you bring a thread, there's here and there's a there. That means what everyone that has here must have a there. The there is where a climax, the boundary. Lines are not without border. They are boundary. Amen. So you find that the apostle doctrine aligns. You find that in the book of Timothy, he said, for you have known my doctrine. And after you have known my doctrine in Timothy, you have known my manner, and that I fully know my doctrine, my manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patient, persecution, affliction, which came unto me at Antioch. Hallelujah. So we can see that lines are fetched out from doctrine. So how you know that a man have the seal of the Holy Ghost on him is I have used the lines of apostle doctrine. And those are the lines that they say breaking their bread. Those are the lines. Those are people, that's why they we are doing it until they can attain to a state where they receive the earnest. They receive the earnest. They have Holy Ghost. But they receive. And in whom you are all also, after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, is after you believed. You believe the apostle doctrine. Is after you believed. So if you have not believed apostle doctrine, and not when you say believing, it's not just believing in the precepts, but believing in the lines. You believe all the lines that the apostle said. After you believe, ye will seed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So you can have Holy Spirit inside of you, but you don't have the seal of Holy Spirit in your soul. Because this seal is upon your soul. It's the seal that they sow. The words that they seal. Amen. So and you cannot receive this seal without
believing in the lines that the apostles taught. Apostle taught, amen. What the apostles were teaching, their knowledge was the when you read Acts of Apostles, their teaching in the day of Pentecost, they taught about how Jesus will emerge. Moses prophesied that a prophet like unto me shall the Lord raised. That message was similar to what Stephen also taught. But Peter talked about Moses said a prophet like unto me will raise. Stephen also said the same thing in Acts 2. In that, when Stephen was about to be stoned also, he referred to the same thing also. A prophet with a leaf among your brethren. And so we're talking about that prophet is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So they thought about his suffering. They thought about his death. They thought about his resurrection. And they thought about him being received up to glory. And when after he received glory, he poured upon them the gift of the Holy Ghost. That was the knowledge that they were teaching. That was the knowledge that our early church taught. But that knowledge as its doctrine. For example, from the beginning, immediately, Judas Iscariot lost his bishopric. They introduced the first line of their doctrine. The first line is that someone that have company with them from the baptism of John until the day Jesus was taken away should be appointed to take the bishopric that Judas Iscariot lost. So that thing, where that wisdom came from, was a lie. That thing was buried in the prophets that he took, and by the time that they did that, they've not received the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost have not been poor. But they don't have Holy Spirit within them. But they had lines that have been laid. You have to know that I was talking to, it was our brothers that were coming with me that I was talking to. I said, it was the 12th apostle, amen. The 12th apostle, Jesus did not teach meek of the word. Jesus did not teach Christ. Jesus Christ taught everlasting. And eternal. So they had all the 12 had knowledge. They have preset of everlasting and eternal, but they don't have the doctrine. They don't have the lines. So inside of them, they had the preset of everlasting and eternal. Preset means they have the knowledge of everlasting things. Well, what's everlasting thing? They have knowledge of the Father from the beginning, when you guys hit the ground running, what was talking about is Father God. That even after he resurrected, he told Mary that came to see him, he said, do not touch me, for I have not ascended to the Father, to my Father, which is your Father, to my God and your God. He said, go and tell my brethren. So the 12, I mean, Jesus Christ was a witness of everlasting and eternal dimension to them. Jesus alone was a witness. Jesus was not just a preacher. He was a witness. Jesus was a witness of everlasting things. That's why Jesus did not start ministering until he had known the Father to a very great extent, which was 1 John chapter 2. I write unto you little children because you have known the Father. So Jesus knew the Father. Amen. And not just he only knew the Father, which are the children, but he has moved into the second level of the world of Father, who have known him that is from the beginning. Hallelujah. So Jochan knew the Father, and Jochan started knowing the Father from the age of 12. Because when they took him to Jerusalem, and he stayed behind, and 4 days his parents were looking for him. And they came looking for him. He told them, don't you know I'm going to be after my Father's business? The Father's business was not to rear sheep. The Father's business means he knew that there is secrets about his Father's business. Was that he wanted to know about the knowledge of the Father. And move breakthrough into the doctrine, the lines that he must walk in, or the path. He wants to know the ways, the manner, and what? Of the Father. Amen. So by the time Jacob was 12, there was a strong desire about it. I must say, he was asking lawyers and asking doctors that are, you can, if you can, you can be a lawyer, you can be a lawyer or a doctor, a lawyer either as a Pharisee or a lawyer as a Sadducee, or you can be a, or a lawyer as a scribe, or you can be a lawyer, or a lawyer or a doctor as a Pharisee, or a doctor as a Sadducee, or a doctor as a scribe. Because, so you can see he was asking them, right? Because those are just that, like, we have lawyers now, and we have doctors are physicians. So you can see that he was asking them questions, and that question was not because he was trying to prove things. So Jokai does not know everything. He was asking questions. He wanted to find their knowledge. And though he has Holy Ghost inside of him, and he wanted to experience breakthrough in understanding. So Jokai was desiring in to have knowledge of the Father. So he first of all accumulated knowledge of the Father, and then Holy Ghost, and after he had knowledge, he went to go and submit to his parents to come begin to learn the lines of knowledge that he has acquired. Because you cannot break through into doctrine without being subjected. So to learn to be subjected so that he can. So you guys don't know everything. When he was 12, he grew, I'm saying, and the child grew. He increased and the child grew in wisdom. Say, so he grew in wisdom. I can hear you. So there was a time that Jesus Christ increased in wisdom. So there will be time that Jokai have less wisdom. There are times that Jokai did things that were not too complete show of wisdom. He grew, he increased in wisdom. So there was a thing that when Jokai was growing, but there's something about Jesus. Jesus' growth in wisdom matched his age in the natural. As Jesus' age was growing natural, his wisdom was matching that age. It's not like some of us that when we are 30 or when we are 12, we were in spiritual age. Our spiritual wisdom was like 3 years old baby. And we have some of us that even today we are 25 in the church. They are 30, but you are still not even able to table as a sister. You can't keep a home. A brother, you can't lead a sister about as a wife because you don't have that age. Because the person that they give marriage to in Genesis was a man. And Jesus was the last Adam. So his age, so as he was growing, though he really, Jokai's at the age of 12, his wisdom did not fall below spiritual age of 12. So Jokai was a man that was matching age as his physical growth was accumulating. Another person that was also close to him was John the Baptist. Because as at the time that John was 17, he could go and live alone in the desert. You find that a child, a 17 years old, living to go and live in the desert alone with wild animals. So you can show that I can't try. I have a son that got to be 12 on Sunday. Sorry, 15 on Sunday. He's in St. Nicholas School. I cannot allow him to, I can't allow him to travel on train to a learning home, you know, alone, except plane. That I know that Pastor Tosin will be waiting to come and pick him. As he come back, police is sent to everybody line. So by the time you see these eyes of the police, you will not go and do another thing. You won't go and say, what is this? And he's blowing, let me know. Because curiosity. Because I know him that my son has a lot of curiosity. He's curious about everything. He wants to know what is inside that thing. The plane can land. He can decide to go and see the engine or is going there. And I know that nobody should go there. So I know him. But I know that because of the airport authority, the police have been saying, everybody's fine. So he will not do, by the time you see their face, he will not be able to go and do that. Amen. So I'm just saying, you can see that Jesus, what John attain at the age of 17, Jesus attained it already at the age of 12. Because Jesus had more strength than John the Baptist. So Jesus could leave his parents for 4 days. And they came back and he was saying that. Yes, he was at the age of 12, he was still okay. Because so his wisdom of this are the inside man. So John could also do the same thing at the age of 17. You can go and their system, brethren, that they, when they wake up, they are 25, they wake up, their bed are still not being laid. So you see some brethren, their shoe, they still look for the second leg of that shoe. When they go to work next day, you can see that they are not at the age of 12. Jesus was not like that. The shoe that he came out with, they didn't. You see that? Hallelujah. Pastor Isaiah, this is your work. This is your work. This is your work. This is your work. You're the one doing this to me. This is your pastor. You're the one doing this to me. This is Pastor Isaiah's anointing. I can tell you that. And Pastor Duke's anointing. They are the one worrying me here. I want to teach mystery of Christ. So when you see such a things in your life that you are disorganized, it shows that it's a sign that you don't have wisdom. Because there's no way. Wisdom is justified by our children. When you see a man that has, wisdom, when you see, when King of Sheba came to hear the wisdom, so he saw, what to say, I saw the way your dressing of your potter. I saw your staircase. I saw the way you arrange your food. So wisdom has interpretation when wisdom is inside. So you see it. You can't say you have attained wisdom and you are disorganized in the physical. People in my church, they say, Pastor Thompson has so much eyesight. I said, I don't have eyesight. That thing get me angry. And I know it's the spirit that's angry with me. That Pastor Thompson has spirit of excellence. I said, this is not excellence. This is what is standard. I'm not trying to live to one. I'm not. It's just that sin has beaten us so much down that when people are trying to live a life that wisdom stipulates, we see them as being, you're not calling that they have excellence. It's not excellence. It's a son of wisdom. Because, so imagine this was a 12-year-old child. They did come back and start seeing the shoe. Jesus, where is this your son that said, that's why we don't like leaving you this boy. Leaving you this boy. So Jacob was not a boy when he was 12 years old. He was a young boy, but he was not a boy. His soul has increased in wisdom. So John, at the age of 17, he could go and live in the wilderness. And he knew, I can tell you that he knew the kind of clothes that he should wear in the wilderness. He was not wearing, because when you see, it's not that John the Baptist used to wear animal skin and camel when he was in the city. He knew the kind of clothes that need. Some of us, we don't even know the kind of clothes. I tell people in my church, they are coming to church on Sunday and they are waving sleeveless. Inside is, if I've ever spoken, me, their pastor, I wear suits. I wear long sleeve shirt. I wear this thing. I wear socks. I wear my trousers. Wisdom have taught me that you dress according to the occasion, not according to fashion. I got this, man. You dress according to occasion, not according to the fashion, man. So you see that it was wisdom that taught him that what you put on because of the kind of weather in the wilderness. It's a cold area. When it's fall, when temperature fall, it's cold. So if that thing was a temperature of wisdom. So it was not just because there was nothing to wear. It was the speed that thought it was increasing wisdom. So he to attain the stature at the age of 12. So I was saying that those are operations of the man that the man. So you live like that. Early church, they live like that until they said that they had the seed of the Holy Spirit of promise. So when if the seal of the Holy Spirit of promise has its lines, so I can tell us also, as we need to talk to the seal of the Father, he also has his lines. He has his lines. So by going through the help of the epistle and the wisdom of revelation, we can archive both the knowledge of the knowledge and the doctrine of the apostle. So they say, what's their knowledge? And I say, the knowledge they taught was about the suffering of Christ, what? His death, his resurrection, and his receive up to glory. That was their preaching. That was what they are preaching. That was all what they are preaching. Their message was. That was their preaching. And the hope that is to come. Hope of resurrection. That was the tenets of the knowledge. But outside the knowledge, they had the doctrine. And that's why they call it apostle doctrine. Because the people that were living like that were apostles. Because those apostles lived like that with the Lord Jesus. Company together with Jesus, well, did not start with the apostle. It was that they company with Jesus. They company with Jesus. And Jesus, and no one they were company with Jesus, they were having everything together in common. When Jesus was eating, they were eating. When Jesus was drinking, they were drinking. When Jesus was in the boat, they were in the boat. So a way of life, a man of life, was imputed to them. Jesus never taught them. You must eat your food together in common. You must break in bread. Jesus never taught them. It was every time. But by the reason of the company with Jesus, he chose the 12 that they may be with him and go in and out with him. So that thing was, it was a line that they had. And so they call it apostle doctrine. They call it, they continue in the apostle doctrine. The apostle doctrine was a way of life. You have known my word. You have known my doctrine. A manner of life. So all the manner of life. So a lot of people, they want to copy early. They say they're returning back. We have a lot of apostles now. That they say they are bringing apostolic, they are returning back to apostolic Christianity. You can't copy it. A few being with the Lord is a spirit. It's a way. It's through company with Jesus, living with him, that way was imputed with them. And so every man that subscribes to that way and use it well, we receive the seed of the Holy Spirit of promise. So without living in doctrine, you can't receive the seal. So the seal of the Holy Spirit made them to become a witness of the Holy Ghost. So that say seal. I can't hear you, everybody. We make you to be a witness. So I was saying something. So I think if I establish that one. So this first seal is the seal of the Holy Spirit of promise. And how you find the seal of Holy Spirit of promise, there's a knowledge first. There's a precept, and that precept is teaching the suffering, the death, what? The resurrection and the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we are teaching. And it's on that basis that as you begin to find the basis of it, that they open unto you the doctrine, which is the way man of life, the way Titus called it. Titus said, so you use the doctrine, you have done the doctrine. You have done the gospel. You have done it. So the doctrine must be adorned. So the doctrine is the adorning of the knowledge. Say that, church. So you can see that it is also is very, very important for us to know that the seal is a sign that completion has been attained. It's a sign of completion. A circle of work has been finished. That is seal. You find out in Isaiah 14, they were describing about that sealed of the psalm. It's not Ezekiel 28. Sorry, please. Son of man, take up a lamentation. I know that we have been hearing a lot about this lesson. Maybe I'm coming back to foundation because some of us that are just joining and I will just try tomorrow morning, I will continue. Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyrus and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, thou sealed up the psalm. Say the psalm. What is the psalm? The psalm is addition. The psalm is addition. So you don't seal until there have been summation. Say that, church. There must have been summation. What summation? You had. Add. Like Peter was teaching in 2 Peter chapter 1. Add to your faith. add to your faith. You add. And besides this, give all the diligence and to your faith, virtue. And to virtue, well, give me, add. Besides this, give me all the add to your faith. Besides this, give me all the diligence and add to your faith, virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, wait. All these things are spirits. All these things are ways. All these things are doctrine. Peace, patience are doctrine. Because you can't know patience except they subject you to it. It's lines. So they are ways. They are spirits. They call it the way of the spirit. Lines are way of the spirit. They subject you. You can never know patience. You can come and teach you. Patience! You have to have patience. The patient duck. Eat at the first bowl. That does not make sense to a man that is under pressure. So for him to be able to know patience, they will subject him to it. So for him to go through, so it must be by experience. Hallelujah, somebody. I can't hear everybody. So to patience, brought God in the house, brotherly kindness, what? Charity. Say charity. So for if this thing be in you, if these things, say these things. So what's that thing? Summation of them is a sum. So you seal up the sum. Say that, church. So this is so that you cannot receive the seal of the Holy Spirit of promise until you have received every addition you need to receive on the season of the meek of the world under the oversight of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will not seal you. Holy Ghost will be your spirit, but will not see your soul. If your soul have not acquired ways of the spirit, you must acquire ways of the spirit. And to acquire way of the spirit is not speaking in tongue. It's not praying for 7 hours. It's not because we have a prayer revival that's emerging. We have a prayer revival that's emerging that are called, that have a very strong trust into their very strong trust, but they are really not going to deliver the seed of the Holy Ghost. They won't deliver it. Because how you learn what attain the seed of the Holy Ghost is through leading, through subjection, is submit yourself to the way of the Spirit to acquire the life. Acquire the lines. Acquire the line. You acquire it before you can say, man, I have the way of the Spirit. Or he has the seal of the Holy Ghost. So it is after that you become a witness of the Holy Ghost. You can't witness Holy Ghost. You don't even know it now. Can you know doctor profession? First, I don't know them. Each of them, sorry, they will never allow you to operate. They will give you a certificate. And on that certificate, there's a seed there. And they can withdraw it. They can withdraw it. Every professional body, they give you C. In fact, I know about Corey. They give you a C. I know about Quantity Severe. They give you a C because we have some of them in our church. You may be a best designer. You like to, by the time you use what they call this thing they used to draw, AutoCAD and all the, when you finish drawing, wow, everybody say, wow, look at this house. And you auto, and you do the 3D, everything is, we are showing the way it is dancing on our screen. Oh boy, if you dare go to execute it, you are going to carry you with the law. They have an auto enforcement agency will carry you. And they will say that you want to clean. But by the time they come to site, in fact, one of the, when they have a signage there, they put the name of the structural engineer. And the social engineer, what make him? Because he had the seed under Corey that he can, is it Corey? Yeah, engineering. Likewise, in architecture too. Like everybody, they have their own. And what make them is their seed. I mean, you have completed your training. Say that, church. And that you can represent them well. You can represent. So to have the seal, the end of the seal is that you can represent Holy Ghost where? When you say have the seal of Holy Ghost. When you have the seal of Christ, you mean you can represent Christ. You're a witness of Christ. When you have the seal of the Father, I mean you can perfectly represent the Father where? You have ways inside of yourself. You have doctrine inside of yourself. You have lines of the being you are representing. Amen. So as I was saying, amen, amen, a big amen. So you can see that, as I was saying, that this is not just a team. It is to announce what we should be bestowing labor on in this season. I say, why? It's because 30 things are coming upon the head that if you don't have the seal of the Holy Ghost, is then your soul is going to be in jeopardy. I'm not talking about your body. There are things that will hurt your body, but much more. Because Jesus says, so do not fear him that can destroy the body wholly, but fear him that can destroy the soul. And what? Destroy the soul and cast in air and eventually the body after. So there is he that can destroy the soul. The soul that is not sealed with the seal of the Father. Amen. 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 A big amen. Let's love. And so it's very, very important for us to know that this is the program of God for us in this season. And one thing that I also know that will fight us greatly is unbelief. That unbelief. Unbelief is the enemy of this season. That how do they know that this thing is true? If you have journey enough, you will know that you can see the sign. We thank the Lord for what happened to America by bringing Trump, which is help of God for us to delay things. Hey, God has given the earth more time. And God given the earth another 4 years. And God, essentially, God is giving those who are hearing this message. It's for us. They are giving us to be able to receive things and make sure that we can receive seal. They just gave us extra time. It's for us by bringing that man, because such men are very rare. What the Satan want to push the world quickly into one world government. That was what I want to do, because when there's a one world government, they can easily make policy that ban everybody. Like we saw what happened during COVID. That some people sat in that office. I was declaring what president of the nation was obeying. Abi, don't you know about it? There were some group of people were in the inside AC and determining what government of nations should be doing. They were determining what just on one issue. Just on one issue that was before the end, they were, and by what they were saying is what every national, federal air system of every country was aligning to. No federal air system of any nation was making any policy outside what the global under WHO was making. They are having everyday briefing. So that they are breathing in the morning, afternoon, and night. And based on that briefing is what the Fed Minister of Health and their board of your nation were aligning to. Just on one health issue. So imagine if a one system government state in place. One financial distance. And you could see that in happening to some blocks. And that's why Trump is going to find it very, very hard, because the forces already amassing against him are going to be very strong. So American economy will never recover from it. But they are not going to be able to recover from it, because the strength of what's happening, you have more nation going under BRICS. So that's because more nation, Arab nation is buying to it, African nations are buying to it, Russia. So you're going to be more. And the essence of those things, a lot of you don't know, is to set up a one government system. And I said those things is to hurt the soul. So God is giving us leverage. So leverage where some nation can still retain the world. God can use it to work upon us the more. Amen. So as I said, that this is not a team. It's a labor. It's a labor. So that's why you cannot be lazy when they are teaching this thing. If it to be lazy around it, or to be what is the Bible word? The Bible used for laziness. To be slothful is to your downfall. It's to your downfall. It's the downfall. So you have to be fervent in spirit. You have to engage this thing very well. I try to take time to lay the foundation of what I'm teaching, but I don't know if the foundation is solid enough, but let's just fly. Let's read John 3. Let's just John 3, then I will trust the Lord to continue if the Lord give me grace. Let's read John from verse, let me read from verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth, and he that cometh from heaven is above all. So you see here, there's he that is coming from heaven, and there's he that is coming from, that come from above. So it was not a mystic. Amen. It was not a mystic. So the above is higher than heaven. Ephesians 4. Pastor, I like this thing. Maybe I need to buy one too. It looked like the poopy of those Anglican pew. Okay, that is good. Okay. Let's read verse 6 of Ephesians 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all. So one God and Father of all, who is above all. So when I say that, above is higher than heaven. Amen. Amen. So let's go to that John. So they are saying, when he said that, he that cometh from above is above all, that's when he that came from God and the Father. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth, and he that cometh from heaven is above all. So here, if you see here, they are talking about he that's from above is above all. I mean, it's above all. So, and I said to come from above is to come from the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus. I mean, he came from God the Father. You find that Peter was bearing witness to that in 2 Peter chapter 1. For we have not followed cunning device fables. When we know men unto you, we may know unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we are eyewitness of his majesty. For he received from God the Father. He received from God the Father. He not only received from God the Father honor and glory, but he also received from God the Father judgments. Before honor and glory. The first thing he received judgments. Before honor and glory. He received judgments. For the Father loved his Son and have given him all judgment unto his hands. So what Peter was bearing witness was when he was upon Mount Olive, which was near to his death. He was lived more than 3 years teaching that time. He was like 33 years old when he received this witness. When they came to him, what Moses. But before that time, the Father committed things to him. The Father committed all judgment to him. Not only all judgment, another place book of judgment says, the Father loved his Son and showed him all things that he himself doeth. That's John, the Gospel of John chapter 6. Amen, somebody. So what we're talking about there was talking about things of the above. Those are things of the above. And nobody in heavens, in earth, are the things of God the Father. Nobody has them. He was the first and the only to receive things that were from above. Look, if you look at it, they say, he that came from above, he that cometh, is a basic tense, or he that comes. That means, what is it that comes? God, as at the time that he was writing those things, he was still receiving those things. It's that either cometh, not either came. That means he was still receiving things from God the Father. Things were still proceeding from God the Father from him. Things were coming to him. Judgment were coming to him. Jesus, heaven was consecrated. God means eternal God, according to Colossians 2:2. The acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and the Father, and of Christ. So, whereas at this John, Joker was receiving, he was receiving the things of God, mysteries of God, secrets of God, which are everlasting things, eternal things, and was receiving the things of the Father. Because those things were above things. It's above all. He who comes from above. This is how New King James Version read it. He who comes. You say, he who comes. So people did not know that Jesus, that the person that was amidst them, there was something that he came with. And he was coming. On that 24-hour surveillance of materials of above. He was receiving above things. Things that eyes have not seen. Things that ears has not heard. Things that have never entered into the heart of man. He was coming to the Son of God, Jesus. The Father was downloading to Jesus things that are above. They were downloading the law of above to him. They were downloading the judgment of above to him. They were downloading the way of above to him. They were downloading the secrets of above to him. But not only that, he that cometh from above is above all. Then they put column there. He that is of the earth is earthly. He that is of the earth is earthly. So if he that's of the earth is earthly, he that's from above is of the above. So of, similar to the makeup. Is the makeup. Not what he has. Not what he owns, but what made him up. What constitutes him? What constitutes Jesus, the Son of God? He was constituted with things that are of the above. And things that are above, Ephesians 5, for what? He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him, say him. I can hear you, church. Say that again. Say him. So him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus, by Christ Jesus, through all ages with war without end. So you're talking about God the Father here. So when you hear the above is not just somewhere. Above is it's not places. Above is not a space. Above a person. Ephesians was talking about that. So there is God and the Father of all, who is above all. So Jesus was receiving things of the above. And where, because this was John was talking about Jesus here. So John said that he received the things of the earth. And the things of the earth that John received were everlasting things. Because earth is also everlasting. When God created in Genesis, everything God created, they have everlasting strength. Heaven and earth. And not only heaven and earth, every creatures. Even mountains, you find out in the book of Psalm 90. they have everlasting strength. Mountains have everlasting strength. Strong sun has everlasting. Trees have everlasting. Because that was our God that them. So God didn't create something that will not last. That everlasting. Say everlasting. So earth was meant to last. And the earth is 6,000 years after the fall. And the earth does not look as if it's going to collapse tomorrow. That's why those who are WHO that are so worried about there will not be water for everybody is a liar. There will be water. Let us be 10 billion, there will be water. Let us be 20 billion, there will be water. Because God designed the air to be everlasting. Earth has strength to generate himself. It has been proven in medicine that every cell can regenerate. So the wisdom that design it make available, and I'm going to be surprised that the earth expands. As numbers are increasing, earth is expanding. I don't think earth is as large as it is now when it was like 1,000 years ago. That earth is expanding. Because there's a power. Because there are beings that hold the four corners of the earth. They hold the four corners of the earth. Amen, somebody. So I'm saying that. So when you hear the word above all, it's not about a space. It's a persons. So John will say that this being, because what brought this discussion was the disciple of John came to John and said, the man you bore witness to is also baptizing. And many is coming to him. He said, you are jealous of me? Have I not told you that I am not the Christ? Have I not told you that he must increase? I must decrease. That he is from above. And he that's from above is above all. Have I not told you that he that is coming after me? He that is coming after me is coming. He that come after me is preferred than I. Who shoe latches? I'm unable to carry. When he was saying shoe latches, he was not talking about physical shoe there. He was talking about the gospel that he carries. That the gospel that is going to come, it will be a gospel that is very, very hard. He's not going to be starting his own gospel with earthly gospel. He's going to be starting his gospel heaven into above. So that the gospel of Jesus is from heaven to above. Say heaven to above. So what's heaven? Heaven is everlasting. Above God is eternal. And that was what I thought. It's only one time that John guy taught the heads in the book of John. And it was taught to Nicodemus. And when he even taught the earth, they didn't understand it. If we speak to you the things of the earth, and you do not know, how shall you understand if we tell you of heavenly things? So that was what John was talking about there. So there are heavenly things. So there are earthly things. And there are above things. He that cometh from above is above all. He that's of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. So here, so there's he that cometh from above. There's he that cometh from heaven. So Jesus can come to you from heaven. And your guy can come from you from above. So when your guy was on the earth, he was coming from two ways. So he comes from heaven. And what's coming from heaven? He speaks. You know where he's coming from by what he speaks. You know where he's coming from by what he's speaking, by what he's saying. For he that's of the earth speaketh of the earth. He that's of the heaven speaketh of heavenly things. So we can see. So Jesus, for he that's from above is above, or He that's of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, that he testified. So he showed that Jesus was seeing above things and he was hearing above things where he was on earth. He was seen above things. Because this is a build up when Nicodemus told him, as they might be born again, he cannot see. So when he was on earth, the only person that was born of the Spirit was Jesus. So Jesus was seen. As they might be born again, he cannot see. He cannot see the kingdom of heaven. So Matthew referred to it. You cannot see what? The kingdom what? Of heaven. John said, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So Matthew and Mark call the kingdom of heaven. Where Luke and John call the kingdom of God. So to see the kingdom of heaven is to see and hear everlasting things. And when you see the kingdom of God, you are seeing from everlasting into eternal. Because everlasting is the beginning of eternal. So you can see that. So Jesus Christ, when he was on the earth, he was testifying. Say testifying to what he has seen. So they said that by the reason of the previous verses, we know that what he was testifying from where it comes from. Where it cometh from. It cometh from when you read Psalm 19, you are describing about the word of God that was coming. He said he was describing where we come from. Who is this? They are saying, who is this when I cometh? Isaiah also was referring to him in the book of Isaiah. That well a vector deep in blood. Isaiah was referring to that in Isaiah 63 and Revelation 19. Who is this that cometh from Edom? I wanted to just use to buttress something that is you. What when he began to ask him, he was speaking about what he was coming from and what he has wrought. Isaiah 62, 3 was Revelation 19. Who is this that cometh from Edom with thy garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. I that speak in righteousness. So this righteousness was everlasting righteousness. This is not the righteousness of faith. This is everlasting righteousness. Because how do we know it's everlasting righteousness? It's the greatness of his strength. And he's traveling, he's mighty to save, his salvation. That means this righteousness is righteousness that delivers salvation. And righteousness that delivers salvation is the everlasting righteousness. It's the righteousness of the Son of God. Why art thou red in thy apparel, and thy garment like him that is treaded in wine fat or wine press? I have trodden the wine press alone. And the people, and of the people that was not with me, I will tread them in my anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garment, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is my hand, and the year of my redeem is come. The year of my redeem is the year of my salvation. So it's a two program he was doing for me. He was judging the evil works in the saints, and was redeeming his people. Amen, somebody. So go back to that John 3 anymore again. So you can see that. So you say, I that speaketh in righteousness in that Isaiah 3. There in John 3, he said that it is he speaketh. John 3, and what he has seen and heard that he testifieth. What he has seen. And heard. So Jesus was given opportunity to see things that are above. And to see the things above, what is the things of God and the Father. He heard them. He heard things. And the things of God, 2 Corinthians 5, for if a man be in Christ, you cannot hear the things of the above if you have not heard the things of the head. You cannot hear the things of the above if you have not heard the things of the head. And the things of the head, when you hear, you and the things of the head is to hear the things of Christ. The things of the head is to hear the things of the new creation. The things of the earth is to hear the things of a new man. And the beginning of new man is Christ. Christ is the beginning of the new man. And Christ is the beginning of the new race. Christ is the beginning of a new creation. Christ marked the beginning of a new kind of species of human being that I've never lived before. Christ marked the end. Christ marked the end of the old creation and marked the beginning of the new creation. That man, Christ, has never existed before. That species is the first time. He has never existed before. The God showcased a new creature. A new creature on earth. A new creature on earth. They showcase it in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because people, one thing I also pick my spirit in this conference is that you will need these things. That's why God, we are not just teaching knowledge. We are teaching person. Because they want us to know him. They will know me from the least to the greatest. As they are teaching us ways, laws, we'll be knowing him. We need laws to know him. I will write my laws upon your heart. I will put upon your mind. No one will tell them, but know the law. They shall know the law. Because you can't know the law without his ways and his laws are your own. So we are going to begin to know Jesus the more. Paul says something that one thing is that I've been known as I am known. So you can see that what we have heard and what we have seen testified what we have seen and heard testified. And no man receiveth his testimony. So we know that you cannot receive the seal without testimony. And you cannot have testimony without covenant. And you cannot have covenant without the giving of laws. And you cannot give the law to you without knowledge. So before you can receive the seal, either the seal of the Holy Ghost or the seal of Christ, because we are in this meeting, we have different level of growth. We have to be touching base with it. Or the seal of the Father, you must start with knowledge. You cannot despise knowledge, and you cannot have access to knowledge without activity of the seven spirits. Without the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You have to give the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the knowledge of him. So you will need. No man can have access. Amen. You cannot have access. So I say, no man receives his testimony. Man can't receive that testimony. The man that can receive testimony that's from above. And testimony of things from heaven. He's not a man. He must be a new creation man. An old man cannot receive it. That means, amen, no man receives his testimony because you cannot receive a kind of man that can receive it. It's a spiritual soul. So why no man can receive it? Because they are not spiritual. And because they are not spiritual, the things from above and things from heaven are foolishness to them. They are be, they cannot know it. So they cannot know it because they are a man. Your character was teaching that. He said, no, for no man can receive anything. That John said it. So for no man can receive anything in that, except being given from him, from heaven. In that John 3. So you compare that John 3 to John 3:34 or 33. And John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except be given from heaven. So you can't receive, a man can't receive except heaven give it to you. So it showed that before a man can receive, there must have been heavenly investments. And what heavenly investment starts with is that they will give you provision from heaven. And one of the provisions from heaven, Paul was talking about that in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 or 3. He said, for he has received of the Father the Holy Ghost and shed it upon your heart. In Acts of Apostles. You have received the Holy Spirit and shared it, which you now hear and see. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shared for this, which you now see and hear. So if you cannot start with seeing and hearing the Holy Ghost, you cannot see and hear the things of the above and the things of heaven. You don't see. So Holy Ghost is a peri, is a prerequisite before you can receive the things that he that is hearing is testifying about the things from above and the things from heaven. And you must have transferred. So he talked about therefore being by the right hand of God exalted. And having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has now shared for this. He had not shared for this in the church. So you can see that. That's why if you despise the activity of the Holy Ghost, if you don't engage, you will remain a man that is natural. You will remain a man that is carnal. You will not be a man that is spiritual. Because this is the wisdom which only God teaches. So you will say, why you must receive only God that is shared? For this is the wisdom which only God teaches. Compare the spirituality with the spiritual. So if you see, in spiritual matter, you cannot cheat. You can't cheat in spiritual matter. Oh, my show. You in spiritual matter. If you know, you can come. That's why one thing I tell them in the church, that you cannot be a Pharisee in the church. Because we find you out. You see, I know your pastor, me. I will find it out. Because it's a matter of time. Because you cannot jump. You cannot abort. If you abort a process, it will be evident. So you cannot see. Nobody know that the Holy Ghost that he took and shared is going to be very, very relevant to them later. Because it's the Holy Ghost that we teach. The wisdom which Holy Ghost teaches. But you first of all must have Holy Ghost first. And transcend with the Holy Ghost until you receive the seal of the Holy Ghost. Which, because you will need that same Holy Ghost to come and teach you spiritual things compared with the spiritual. That's why no man receiveth his testimony. Because why? They've not transferred and trade with the matter of the Holy Ghost that was shed in their hearts. You know, one thing I'm finding SARS in our conference is that we teach all these three pillars. We are okay. I don't know you. No, I'm your boy. I'm following you. I just pick your spirit. You have to establish those three pillars. Is it? Because for us to have what we call the full gospel, to have to save the full gospel. So Holy Ghost shared abroad. So I said, and no man received his testimony. So they couldn't receive his testimony. So he was showing that as at this time, Jochai has arrived at the testimony. He has made covenant. He has testimony. He has received the law. And he has attained the knowledge. So he was just waiting for the sealing. So, Jochai have been doing that very thing, as I tell you, maybe because in the age of 12, he had been making demand. Want to know, I should be after my father's business. No, I'm teaching the process of our Lord Jesus. That for you to know that if he did it, you also are going to do it. I say you are going to do it, my sister. Pastor, listen to us. Jesus did it, you're going to do it. A man was upon the head and he had testimony. He had testimony. He had testimony. They were just waiting for him to use the testimony to overcome the Satan. So, because they waited for him to use it, because he had the testimony. To use it to overcome. You need testimony to overcome. Because that it is when you have testimony that you receive the seal. Because they will see. Because when you have testimony and you use it, you become prophecy. And they see the vision and prophecy. You must be a person that have the what? That what? You have testimony, and the testimony you felt, what? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And you need it to overcome the Satan. So just make sure you have testimony. And he was just using that testimony to use it. You need to hold the testimony onto the hand. And you need to overcome Satan. So you can't receive the seed until you have finished your testimony. That's how they render it in Isaiah, in Revelation 13. No, Revelation 11. 11. The two witnesses, they finish their testimony. So they say the witness, they are witness, but they have testimony. So you can see that man can't receive that. You can't receive that testimony. You can't receive testimony. And you felt testimony from what he speak. So because testimony as he speakings. You fetch testimony from what he speaks. That's what they call it. The word of his testimony. So testimony, you must say. So Joker was bearing the word of his testimony. But man cannot receive it because it is foolishness unto them. No man could receive it. No man could receive it. They were natural. The least requirement before you can receive his testimony is that you must be spiritual. You must be spiritual. That means you are a soul that you have the seal of Christ inside your soul. You have the seal of Christ, which is 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Give me 18 and 19. Okay, sorry, please. It's 2 Timothy. Give me 18. 18, 19. Who concern the truth of air? This is how they make ritual man. Let me just quickly close now. Who concern the truth of air? Saying the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. So how they produce ritual man is faith's life. Say faith life. I can't hear everybody. Say that again. What is faith? Faith is assessing the unseen. What did I say, church? Faith is assessing the unseen. For faith is the substance of things, hoped for, the evidence of unseen. So when you have access, when you can assess life that is unseen, because what Satan has done to every man, what this war has done to every man, is to beat every man into life that is seen. To beat every soul, Pastor Israel, to the light that has appeared. But our life has not yet appeared. Colossians 3. But our life is hidden. Our life is Christ and is hidden God. So it will take faith to make you to see your life that is hid. So faith is seeing the unseen. Where every man, where this world beat man, the cause of this world and the fashion of this world. That's what labor of Paul in Colossians 3. So that was what telling people what people are so engrossed with. They are observing days, they are observing moon, they are observing everything, and all those things are distraction in seeing the unseen. Where they are following the rudiment of this world and the fashion of this world, which are cheating them to have breakthrough to success the unseen life. Because the unseen life is the life that's the bond of the spirits. What did I say, church? For the Bible says, which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto you, I'll be born. And he that's the born, the what? That which is born of the spirit is like a wind that bloweth. You hear the sound of it. You hear the sound of it. That which is born of the spirit. When you are born to be spiritual, when you are born to be spiritual, you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell. You hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell. It's a life that you cannot tell. That's why it's a faith life. A life that you cannot tell. Tell me, a life that you cannot describe. You can't describe it. It's a life that you cannot tell. It's a lie that you cannot tell, because that lie is archived in the blood of Christ. It's a testimony of Christ. You can't tell it. That means how you assess that life, the pattern of faith, the design of faith, the leading of the faith, the way of faith that they will lead you is different from the way they will lead JP. They can go and stay in your own mother-in-law for you to be able to assess that, for you to see that life. And where they will go to pastor and make sure the key, the way to assess that life is in our academics and raising our children. But it's a way. It's like a wind that bloweth. You hear the sound of it, but you cannot tear. You cannot tear. Thou hear the sound thereof, but cannot tear where it cometh and where it goeth. Sometimes some of you are saying, I don't even know the direction my life is going. Go. Praise God, praise God. Your life is going in a good direction right there. You can, if you can tell it, then it is not spiritual life you're looking for anymore. If truly I'm making you spiritual, you should not be able to tell it. You should not be, because you do not know, you cannot know how it's going to end, because it is designed by the Spirit. You can't tell it. But one thing you know is that your soul is being made spiritual. I can never lie that my soul is spiritual. Even if you say, how do you know, Pastor? I don't know how I know, but I know I'm so spiritual. Because I know certain things that visit me. I know that this is not by human reasoning. I know that something has been caked on my inside. Tell me, how did I know it? I don't know it. I just know that I was just following him. And most of those men are making those decisions, they look so foolish. So to make a man spiritual, it's like a wind that bloweth. You hear the sound of it. That's what mentioned. So the key spiritual conversion to instruction. You hear the sound. Say, hear the sound. Say, hear the sound. And the sound is a distinct sound. For if a trumpet does not give a distinct particular, so it's particular to you. To unlock and introduce and draft and beat your soul into making your soul spiritual. You will hear the sound of it, but you can't tell where it's coming from, where it's taking you to. But as you keep hearing the sound, if you travel to maybe in the part of the north, when winter is whistling. If you're abroad, you hear that sound during winter in the morning. They have different oscillations and different sounds. Sometimes you don't even know where that sound is coming from. And where it's going. Such is a soul that's been born to be spiritual. You will hear it. You hear the sound, the voice of instructions, the voice of commandment. That voice of commandment you are shutting down. That voice of commandment you are arguing about. If it's me, why not God? Why are you talking to me? Why don't you talk to him? You must know that's the voice of the Spirit to convert you from your being carnal and convert to become spiritual. So that you can be able to hear what is testifying about things from above and things from heaven. Because they want to train you to become spiritual. They want to put on a mesika, pini mesika, finimi to masika, prepeteme prepesitwea, plantelimo precipitilika, prendia proseitri, prenimont,
Feminon Mato Semprete, Philumian Tokes, Pretomeniocus, Pretimius, Temus, Temus, Temus. That's it.
Bezia passi bende pa 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 pass. O the barkateli brafta si planist bania. For there are many of you here. There are many of you here. There are many of you who need to pass. You need to pass. You need to pass even the faith course. You need to pass the faith course. You're still struggling. You're still struggling in the faith course. You're still struggling with the life of the unseen. You're still struggling. You're still struggling. You're still struggling. You're still struggling. But I bring this word for you to gain strength so you can do the works of faith. For you have received spirit and you have allowed my spirit to be frustrated. You have frustrated my spirit. You have frustrated my spirit. Even grieved the Holy Ghost. You have grieved the Holy Ghost. You have grieved the Holy Ghost. And for that reason, you have stayed in one place. You have stayed in one point. You have stayed because your mind has been so high. Your mind, using sensual wisdom, you have risen the Holy Ghost away. You have risen the Holy Ghost away. You have risen the Holy Ghost away. But I bring succor to you. I bring help to you. So you can pass from that journey, from that point. I want many of you to cross. I want you to cross from that place of bondage, from that yoke of bondage, and come into your liberty. And come into your liberty. Come into your liberty. Come into your liberty. Rather, do not go back. Do not go back to attending to things that you ought not to attend to, thinking that that is what is wrong. For I say it's not a mistake. I say it's not a mistake. What is happening to you is not by a reason of a mistake. It's not by a reason of a mistake. For my spirit is hovering over you. My spirit is hovering over you. My spirit is hovering over you. To make you born. To make you born of the Spirit. To make you born of the Spirit. To kick in you a new life. To kick in you a new man. To kick in you a new man. I press out my Spirit. Baptisms of the Spirit. Baptisms so that you can put on. So that you can put on the garment of a new man. You can put on the garment of one that has crucified his lust and the world. One that has crucified. Oh, for you see, you need to move. You need to be caught up. You need to be snatched away. You need to be delivered. Even from the laws and from the snare. From the forces that hold men in the world, that makes you worldly. And I bring the instrument of Christ. I bring the instrument of faith. I say, receive my spirit. Receive my spirit. Receive the spirit, and you'll surely cross. You'll surely pass even from that place of darkness into light.
Gospel, amen. What make you not to be spiritual is this world. Flesh. This world will make you to be flesh. And that's why to break you from the old of flesh. What this world make flesh. It make the mind fleshy. They call it your fleshy mind. The fleshy mind. It will make your mind to be flesh. And essence of it that you will not accept the unseen life. That life that is behind the first vein. Because there's a life waiting for you in the first day. Christ's life is waiting for you in the first day. For you to accept. But so that's why they must crucify. Paul was teaching that same principle. Is it in Galatians 4? Oh, foolish Galatians. Who be Galatians 3. Where Christ before had been. He connected that life to spirits. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth. Obey the truth. The truth there aligns of Christ. That's Ephesians chapter 4, 21. For if you have learned and heard, as the truth is in Jesus. If you have heard Christ and you have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. So go to that Ephesians 3 again. Woefully, Galatians, who have bewitched you that should not obey the truth before whose eyes? Because there's something you saw before you eyes. Eyes is not this physical eyes. Eyes is the eyes of your soul. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been everything set forth, crucified among you. These are Gentiles. When Jesus Christ was crucified, they were not there. So he cannot be talking about the Jesus Christ that was crucified in Jerusalem. these, what were, they raised the doctrine, they raised the man of life. The what precepts was taught, but beyond that, lines were set forth clearly. They set it forth, they laid it. They saw that life, the unseen life was exalted. But the key to it among you was, this only will I learn of you. With that life, so to assess spirits. This only will I learn from you. Receive you the spirit by the words of the law or by the hearing of it. Receive spirits. I said, receive spirits. I said, receive spirits. But we are ministers of New Testament, not of the letter, but of the spirit. I said, receive spirits. Receive breath. Every word that I've come for this conference this year, I say, receive breath. I don't care, breath upon them. He breathed upon them. I said, receive the Holy Ghost. Tonight, I breathe upon your soul. I say, receive spirits. I said, receive spirits. Let your understanding begin to be fruitful in your life. I said, be fruitful in understanding. You will not be stuck. From tonight, the siege is broken over your soul. Begin to hear the sound of the wind. Hear the sound of the wind. Hear the sound of the wind. In the name of Jesus. Let your soul begin to respond. I said, let your soul begin to respond. I said, begin to respond. Find grace to respond. In the name of Jesus. For you are living this conference with breath in your soul. He breathed upon them the breath of life. I said, it's the breath. I said, it's the breath. Help! 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 In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! I judge every hold of ignorance, every hold of foolishness upon your soul. I declare, obtain mercy! Obtain mercy! Obtain mercy! In the name of Jesus. Next year, when I visit this place, you must be richer than now. I said, you must be richer than now. You be more spiritual than now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Can we wave those hands to Jesus tonight? Wave those hands to the Lord Jesus tonight. And let's thank him. Let's just appreciate the Lord from our hearts. Pastor Tosin, you can go and kid up. Let's just thank him. I want you to just do that for some minutes. Thank Jesus for coming through to us tonight and granting God's servant utterance tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We are grateful for the supply of the Spirit. Thank you for great help that you brought through your servant. We thank you for the move of the Spirit. The communication of life, we thank you for visiting us with understanding again. We are grateful. You are judging darkness. You are breaking the hold of sin. You are liberating your people. We thank God because of grace that has been is coming through the revelation of Jesus Christ. So much grace and help. Lord, you have helped us again tonight. We are grateful. Can we thank him? Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, the Father can only father spirits. So they want to catch many into the world of the spirit. That's just interpretation of the tongue. The Father cannot father flesh. So some of us are still struggling with that windy life. I think, Pastor, God gave you help to end on that note. We have to pace up quickly into the world of the spirit. The world of the spirit should be our natural habitation. You should be a naturally spiritual person. And the key is faith. It's the learning of faith. So is this faith of the Son? We're going back to faith. You can't even talk about charity. Charity is actually high, is a higher wind. By the time you begin to learn faith, you're already becoming windy. But when you enter into charity, you're already establishing yourself in the dominion of wind. Because charity is a higher dimension of wind. So we have to pace up, brethren. People of God, there is no so much time anymore. God is putting this conference as a tool of mercy to quickly, bring in so much vessel. I thank God Pastor Thompson has come to help us. Can we appreciate Pastor Thompson? Pastor, thank you for helping us. How many of you bear witness that he helped us? He has brought help to us. God used him in a very short time to pour down grace. I just noticed one thing that myself and Pastor Thompson were discussing, that the Lord has shown us great mercy as a community. Now the work is clearer than before. So and there's more skill, even in the churches. I remember there was a lot of assault initially when the work began, in terms of the way the work, it was wrongly perceived, because people did not see, the churches had not fully evolved. The churches are still evolving, but as at then, maybe just had, the churches were still evolving. But you can see now that the churches are evolving. And there you now see the wisdom of pastoring. So I know that all of the ministers, when they teach, they pastor. Even in this conference, Pastor Thomas was pastoring us, taking us down to the Holy Ghost, teaching us the way of the Holy Ghost, teaching us. Some of you know that's what I was doing on Tuesday. That was my labor on Tuesday. I began with the Holy Ghost. So you can see that God is intentional in wanting to quickly win men from the flesh. I can't hear your amen. God wants to quickly win men from the flesh and bring them into the world of the spirit. Because the Father cannot father flesh, sir. So we have to be spiritual for us to be able to be harvested into the dominion where the Father can begin to nurture us and give us his life, and then conclude that with sealing us with his name. This is not impossible. I believe it in my heart that this job can be done. Amen. Your amen is weak. Amen. I said this job can be done. Amen. I said this job is being done. Amen. So just keep yielding. Don't be afraid. Say, Pastor, you don't know where I am. It doesn't matter where you are. Today is a new day. Amen. You can begin to walk from today. Say, Pastor, you don't know me. No. There's nobody that cannot change. So I'm telling you, just start. Wherever you are, start from where you are. Before you know it, you'll find out that you are changing. So I can see that there is a whole lot of work that is going on. One thing I cannot deny in this work is transformation of lives. I can't deny it. Nobody can tell me that this world is not working. I have seen people grow underneath my nose. I've been pastoring for a while now. I've seen people evolve, drop things and change and evolve. So it's just a matter of time. Let's just keep responding to God. Very soon you will find out that we'll start having everlasting men. Now I'm talking beyond Christ now. I'm talking about, we begin to see everlasting life will now become very, very common amongst us. Start having everlasting life, everlasting people. So this thing is, the more they are shining light on it, the more they are giving us access into it. So I want to thank the Lord for blessing us. Thank you, Pastor, once again.
We believe you have been visited by the Lord through the administration of the Spirit.
You can access other edifying resources via our website.
www.edifyingresources.com thecitygatechurch.org.
God bless you.